The theme of today.
So what? I talked over the intro.
How embarrassing.
So what?
So wait.
This is episode 87 of the Rags to Dishes podcast, which I just fucking forgot to hit. Yeah, 0.5 because I forgot to fucking hit record. So,
ladies and gentlemen,
shame on me.
Shame.
People, we know you're just joining us now, but we just talked for like 7 minutes and then realized we didn't hit record.
I feel like it was more than seven.
It's all good. Seven minutes in heaven.
I feel like we were a good 15, 20 in.
Anyway, I mean,
you guys are never going to know what we spoke about. Let's just leave it at that.
It was that real shit. That raw, uncut, the lost takes.
Yeah. Never to be seen again, just like the Holy Grail.
Anyway, 87, we're back.
Yeah, let's forget the fucking sports numbers. We're here with...
let's not make that
you
want
to take the name again?
Yeah, let's see if I can get the name.
We just talked about our name for 15 minutes, so let's see if you could butcher it again.
All right, so... Try to pronounce my name.
Guinevere.
Oh, God, I'm so trash. So what we've realized is that Max is not very well versed in Arthurian legend because he's not very familiar with the name Guinevere.
Guinevere
here with us today.
Yes, Chef.
Let's go. Fuck. So Guinevere is here to talk to us all about getting that bread, right?
Yes, getting the bread, making the bread, rolling the bread.
Would you describe yourself as a baker?
I bake.
That was not a commitment. That was a maybe. That was a hard maybe.
Oh,
right there.
I'm totally, like, you guys know I'm a pastry princess.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that better.
The bacon babe.
Of the,
Everywhere. Like, how many restaurants in Rhode Island have I worked at?
I don't know. You tell us.
How many bakeries? Oh, God.
Well, what was the first one you worked at?
Four bakeries. Borelli's pastry shop in Coventry, and I started as a store girl. I was a counter girl.
What's a store girl?
I worked behind the counter. They're
just like working the register.
Okay. Yeah, they just basically like greet you immediately when you come in, and you know, hey, who can I help? Who's next? That's basically like that was like the go to call of like helping a customer.
Yeah,
basically, like, oh, can I help? Who's next? What can I get you? And they'd be like, I need bread. I need this. I need a rum slice. I need whatever. And you would just grab it. All right, are you doing a dozen pastries? Or are you just getting a couple pastries, bag, box, you know, stuff like that? Just working in the store, just helping the customers, basically day to day.
Did you start doing any baking there, or did you do that the whole time you were there? Just work the register.
Yes. So I worked. I want to say maybe. Front for like 3 months total before I was like, it's not for the birds, but I was like, I'm working. One of my shifts was literally 2:30 p.m. to 7 p.m.
That sucks.
So you're like, what is that?
At a bakery?
What is that? Yes, working the store. Like, this is like the afternoon shift of like, they have the morning girls come
that's
in.
That's like trying to keep you under 6 hours to like skirt some labor laws or some
no,
shit.
No, I was going to say, that's for the
high
school kids.
How old were you in high school?
I was like, no, I was out of high school. I was like 18, 17.
Something around there.
Yeah, I was going to say 17, 18, like right out of high school, just graduated. And that was just one of the like jobs that I had during the day that I really needed. And I wanted morning hours. I wanted to start to like try to get something going. I always wondered. I'm like, oh, man.
If only I could get up at 3:30 in the morning to go to work.
Every day.
Is that what your lifestyle is like now? Like, do you typically have to get up hella early to go to work?
So this past job...
She's a baker,
that I
bro.
Worked at. Yes,
I know.
Yes,
I'm trying to crack it open. I'm trying to get into it.
So there's been a couple because I've worked at restaurants too. I've done a couple of pastry programs and things like that. You know, just like plated desserts at a few restaurants. I've done my own small pop ups in business as well too. And I did I had a pop up at Monica Brewery that I did. That was 100% just like fueled and like produced by me.
Nice.
Me. So I've done that. Yeah, I needed more hours at Borelli's specifically. And I was like, I need more hours. Just give me more hours. What do you got? I need something in the store. I said, but also too, like, if you need a baker, if you need a pastry chef, I love to bake as a hobby. I bake all the time with my grandmother. I just love it. I have a lot of fun. We do this. We did chocolates too. Like, she taught me how to like temper chocolate.
Oh yeah, that's always.
and all things like that. And she bought me my first like chocolate mold. So it was just like one of those things I always loved to do just for fun as a hobby. Mm-hmm. I needed more hours. And then they were like, all right, you know what, girl, we'll give you a shot. They're like, Friday morning, we want you to come in. You're coming in at 6 a.m. and you're going to come in and work with the pastry chefs. And you're going to like, you're like a finisher, basically. Like everything's made for us. We basically assemble.
I'm so not trying not, to
that
hate,
wasn't
but
crazy.
Like,
no, no.
It's not that crazy. I'll be like, oh, I've,
what? Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, you're building up to
we're,
it.
We're building up to that.
But that's a taste of it, I guess.
Yeah, I had one day there and she was like, all right, we'll give you like a trial run. We don't do this a lot. We don't just give like bench tests like, you know, to everybody. But she was just like, especially too, like the young girls in the store, you know, they mm-hmm. definitely want to try to hire people that like have tons of experience, of course, for this position.
Yeah.
So she was like, you know what, we'll give you a shot. Let's see how you do. Let's send you downstairs. And she was like, maybe a couple hours. Like, I'll have you work for like 4 hours. I go down there. I already knew the girl, like the cake manager that was working there. Her name was Desiree at the time. She ended up loving me immediately. Mm-hmm. Like just giving me like limited direction. Like, all right, I need you to fill the cannolis. You're going to fill this piping bag and start filling the cannolis. And I just would do it. And I was like pretty fast at it, really good. She'd mm-hmm. come over and she'd be like, oh, you're already done? And I'd be at the sink, like washing my own dishes. And she's like, wait, I don't even need to like ask you to wash dishes. She's like, cool. She's like, cool. She's like, all right, amazing. She's like, can you stay? Can you stay, like work a full day? She's like, I want you to, she's like, I was just going to have you do like the bullshit work, like filling cannolis, filling eclairs.
But you can actually,
you know, things like that. But she was like, all right, can you frost this cake next? You know, like things like that. I'm like, all right, let's go. Like, let's kiss it. But yeah, she basically saw the potential in me and offered me the job right away. She went up mm-hmm. right upstairs like that morning and was like, this girl, no more store. She's like, she's hired. Sick. I'm like full, like I need this girl downstairs. But the manager in the store was like, no, like, No, like you can't steal her like completely. Like you can't. Yeah. They're like, no, fuck you. Like you can have her for a couple of days, but like I still need her for a few shifts here and there, whatever. So
you gradually transition.
I gradually transition, and then once I transitioned from doing that, and I was working store, and then with the pastry chefs, the bakers upstairs. So it was the way the departments worked, where we had the foyer. Where it was like up front, where you walk right in, and that's where all the cases are.
Yeah,
we're
like
small.
The counters with like the the refrigerated displays and shit.
All the pastries are there. All the breads are right behind, and it's small. Like the building itself is big, but like that area.
Yeah,
that
the storefront's tiny, and then
it's tiny. So then upstairs, the entire rest of the upstairs half of the building. A lot of people didn't know that was like an entire like giant warehouse. You know, like bakery. It was huge.
That's cool.
And then we had a basement as well, and that's where the cake decorators worked. So I worked downstairs in the cake department. And then the upstairs, the bakers.
Were you doing like piping and decorating cakes?
Not yet. Not at that point. I was just starting. Say, so they kind of, I mean, but she had me, she wanted to see if I could do one. She was mm-hmm. like, all right. She was like, I'm gonna have you frost the cake. She was like, let's see, like what else can you do? She's like, you were good at that. That's like,
I like
that.
Still
right,
can't
what else?
Fill
like,
a piping bag.
Oh no.
Yo, I feel you though.
I'm trash at that.
For real.
Once you got it all set up for me, yeah, I can.
You're gonna fill those shit.
I can rizz that shit up, but someone has to set it up for me.
Would you put the pastry bag in the glass?
And I then can't.
You
just, yeah,
like, you can't the glass. Come on, man. That's baby shit.
I remember
right
working
there.
Somewhere where they tried to get like these like special like environmental ones. So I was like, it's even worse.
Like, I can't even use worse. A normal one.
They can't handle how much I suck at it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, so you kind of fell in love with it at Borelli's?
Yeah, I fell in love with it there. But like I said, the bakers upstairs now were like, what the fuck? Like, we're understaffed. You just, like, you're stealing. Like, what about us? Like, maybe she can work for us. Then they kept asking. They were like, we see how much, like, the cake department loved Gwen. They were like, they offered me. They were one of the bakers pulled me aside one day, and her name was Sarah. She goes, is there any way, like, you want more hours? She's like, even more hours than you already have? She's like, because we need help. She's like, we need hands. And she's like, I can see how much, like, you're doing great. You love it. She's like, you want to learn this stuff? You want to learn dough? You want to learn pizza? You want to learn how to make spinach pies and all the prep for that? But then also, too, like, you're on the mixer. You're going to be working on the oven, you know, things like that. I was like, let's fucking go. Finally. Like,
sick.
Yes, like, they just... Those people, those two people, Desiree and Sarah, they just saw the potential in me. And
they saw that you got that dog in you.
And they were like, maybe you should ask dog for a raise for a little bit.
You know, you could tell right away. And they were like,
maybe in 6 months,
we got a Hemi buckets on our hands.
They throw you into the water and they're like, fucking sink or swim. Like, it's literally one or the other. So I got really lucky. And then from there, I was working full time. As a baker and a pastry chef, and I was doing both. I worked in the cake department, I worked in like the upstairs baking department.
That's sick.
I was rotating from station to station. I would work on the bench. I learned all the dough, all the pizzas, all the calzones, things like that. And then they were like, all right, now you're going to learn on the mixer. We're going to do all the cookies. We'll do the frostings. And then you're going to do cake.
Seems like it's a big ass place.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It is a bigger
like,
production than you would assume, than you would wild. Think.
I feel like, sorry to interrupt, but I was going to say, I feel like I've never worked in a kitchen or frankly any other environment for that matter where I felt like, oh, we have ample room to do what we need right now. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've never worked in a space where it was
room as in space or like space. Time.
Anything. No, like both, but it's like space where time it's like, we have the proper ventilation to handle the proper amount of ovens and other ranges and shit. And we have the proper amount of line space, proper amount of prep space. Like
it's
you know what I mean?
Your
I feel like I've never
too.
Worked.
You have to. Like, production is all about like
these motherfuckers online posting pictures of their kitchens that are all huge and they have like mad like ovens and shit.
It
and
all
proper.
Depends what you're doing, you know. But
I've never
true.
Been able
in,
to work.
I think when I worked at when I worked for Bolt on Washington Street, I felt the kitchen was huge.
How important is that stuff in like a job prospective job to you guys when you're like? I like how important is the work environment to you? Like where it's like, you know what I mean?
Depends, because I've worked.
I feel like a lot of times they're like, yo, what's the paycheck? Give me the job.
It's pretty hard. I think especially, I mean, I don't know. I guess in any industry, it's probably just as hard, but I think it's hard to make a judgment call right away. You got
to
like,
you
got
to
work there for a bit. You got to know the minutia of who works there.
There's a couple places where you could, like, if you looked at the line, like,
yes,
Crazy Burger.
Right, there are indicators.
That's it? Like, you two guys? That's
yeah, and you're like, wait. That was Blush Bake Shop. Are you guys familiar with Blush Vegan Bakery on Atwells Avenue?
No.
Like
no.
You
let's
see,
get familiar.
You see, you like, you, I mean, it was a small business, LGBTQ owned. Love that. Amazing.
Okay, we stand a legend.
Yes, it was amazing. Small business. Two bakers.
On Atwells.
On Atwells Avenue. Two bakers in the back. And they had maybe one, also two, that worked part-time that all came in here and there for help. So they had like a third person just in case they needed somebody, but not really. It was only ever like two people in the back. Mm-hmm. And then they had two people that worked up front. And that is it. That was the team. We had four people on our fucking team. There were like maybe five.
Oh, it's great when you don't have to pay that many people.
I swear to God. And the but the... They
until they
like
call
super,
out.
Super, yeah. Whoa, that's the problem.
It's like,
okay, yeah, we're closed.
Like, they're like, wait, where the fuck are you? Where the fuck are you? Like, you better come in. There was one day I couldn't come in at 5 a.m. and the owner got like really, really upset because I slept in. Like, I mean, it happens. Like, we're human. And I was sleeping and I like, It was different there. Like that
did you not set an alarm or
no.
Did you wake up and you're like, nah, fuck this?
No, I don't remember. I really don't.
Sometimes
remember
you're just
that
too
one,
drunk.
Like,
you stayed up too late.
No,
yeah, like, exactly.
Well, have you ever had like where you meant to hit snooze and you hit stop and you just kept sleeping or something
like
that?
Or whatever it was.
You set an alarm for it was supposed to be 5 a.m., but you set one for 5 p.m. and you're like, I'm so stupid.
I've gotten up, taken a shower, and fallen back to sleep.
Like, I'm
gotten up,
going
taken a shower,
today.
Got dressed, like, got ready to go to work.
Still didn't make it in.
Yeah, still. Or, made it in, but, you know, woke up an hour later and was like, yo, Jay, I'm on my way.
Sorry.
To answer your question, I guess we're about that being late lifestyle.
Yeah, it happens.
We know what that's like.
But we're human. I mean, fucking... Don't be going to Dunkin' though before work and be the traffic was so bad.
You're late.
With a fucking Dunkin'.
You gotta finish your coffee before you walk in if you're late.
You gotta butt chuck
that. That's also a thing though. Like I feel like I have not been late in a long time, but like.
Okay, go off.
You clock in at four or five.
Always trying to get more hours, always early. But
early, all right. Early breakfast is warm, though.
You hear
when,
that perspective,
when you're
employers?
Late, though, this is a thing, though. When you're late, like, if I'm going to be 30 minutes late, I might as well be 50.
Yeah,
you know
I
what
might
I mean?
If
I'm going to be an hour late, who gives a fuck if I'm
if
an hour
like
and
an
a half?
If it's an hour and a half.
They're already pissed that I'm late.
Yeah, like an hour and a half.
It depends on the work situation. Like, I agree with that in my life now where I no longer work in the food service industry where it's like,
if I am a little, if I'm 15 minutes later, like if I'm 45 minutes late rather than a half hour late, no one's being affected. Whereas like at a kitchen job, it's like if you're a half hour late, someone is picking up your slack like, for a half hour. If you're 15 extra minutes late, you're making someone work another 15 minutes for your ass.
That's why I feel like anytime I'm late, I give like,
so it's like, think about the other people.
Yes, I give like a range. Right. I'm like, hey, I'm going to be there between like 10 and 11.
But nowadays, totally in my job, when I wake up late, I'm like, all right, I'm chilling. I'm not rushing. Like back in the day when I would wake up late, I'd be fuck. And I'm like, whoa. Like I'm grabbing my keys and I'm running out the door, forgetting to put my pants on, running back in.
You forgot everything. You always bring up that scenario. You forgot your water bottle.
You bring that shit up all the time.
What? For forgetting to put my pants on?
It's like a, no, not, well, not necessarily you, but like the whole scenario of being late and getting up and running out of your house.
Fuck.
You talked about it with Shea Boy and some other shit too.
Oh yeah, Shea Boy was running across the street, like still putting his clothes on, like shoes on the wrong feet.
All right. Let's see if I can get it right this time. Guinevere.
Nice.
Senora.
Cha-ching. All
right.
Was Blush after Borelli's?
No. We skipped a few chapters, actually, believe it or not. Yes. So I went from Borelli's. I got to a point at Borelli's, though, specifically, where there were a few gatekeepers that were there.
Okay.
And some toxic people that were bullying. And they stopped wanting to teach me. And the people that were there that loved me and were teaching me everything had gone on their way. And then we have like, you know, the disgruntled.
Nice little stalemate.
60-year-old woman that's just like comes in every morning. God, she comes in just fucking, like so miserable. And you're like, why? Like what would you... You chose this life.
Yeah.
You chose. I come in every single morning and I'm like, good morning. How is everybody? How was your weekend? What did you do? How are you? Unless I'm like tired as fuck. You know, I still will be, good morning. What's going on? Like, I'm always
yeah, but fast
in
forward
a good
40
mood,
years.
You know what I mean? Well, true. I guess. I can see maybe
being a little upset on the inside, but you can't be taking out on other people. Come on now.
Yeah.
You're 60 years old. There figure was, it out.
Yes. No, there, she.
If I'm mad, I mean, nah, I will be. I was going to say, if I'm mad at 60,
you're a little bitch now.
I'm mad now. I'm going to be such a bitch when I'm 60.
There's so much that I want to say about this person, but I'm like, I don't know if I should because like,
are they still alive?
Yes, she's still living. She's 60 years old. Her parents are still living and she still lives with her parents and she doesn't pay a fucking bill.
Oh my God. Good for her.
She doesn't pay for her car. She doesn't. This is a 60-year-old woman.
I wonder how
her
much she has
parents
saved.
Are like 80
yeah, it's
years
like,
old.
Yo, she no, better literally. Own hella Bitcoin.
She,
you know, like,
and she is obsessed I mean? With Disney. This woman goes to Disney, loves Disney. Like that is her pride and joy is Disney.
Okay.
She's a child. She's a
She
she's
ever like
child.
Hold up a problematic sign in front of Disney or something?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
Nothing
what
like
are you
that.
Talking about?
Nothing.
Okay.
Let's not worry about that right now. Listeners may know what I'm talking to.
So you felt like you had to move from Borelli's.
Yeah, I had to move from Borelli's. A lot of gatekeepers, like I said, some bullying, things like that. They were just not, like the vibe just started towards me specifically. Like I started progressing too fast and I'm like, I want to do more. I want to learn more. And they just weren't allowing it. And I'm like, all right, fuck this. Like I want more money. I need new opportunities. And also too, I needed to get the fuck out of Coventry. Because how about y'all ever been to Coventry, Rhode Island?
Yeah, I've never seen a bakery. Like,
I mean, I've seen the bakery at like the Dave's.
What do you
Marketplace.
Guys remember from Coventry, Rhode Island? The Walmart,
the Dave's,
the Denny's, that's closed. Denny's.
Yeah,
closed.
I don't remember anything.
20
trees,
no. Lots of sticks.
That big reservoir in like Situate is like near
Situate,
there.
Yeah, Situate
it's pretty cool out there.
I actually yep, kind of like Coventry.
Yeah, it's
Come
cool
on,
until you meet the people.
The people are the worst. There.
Wait, what
the
did you say?
People that live there are the worst.
It's cool until you meet the people.
Yeah.
Well, no, Coventry is
maybe,
beautiful.
Maybe I like
Coventry's
Foster.
Beautiful.
Maybe it's not Coventry I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you like Situate too, it sounds like. I mean, that area.
I don't know.
So the demographic there is completely different. And I needed to get away. I needed to be more progressive-minded.
That's what
people.
I thought you were talking about.
You know, things of that nature. And the people in Coventry are very close-minded, very small-minded people. And I will say that a lot
small
of them
town.
Are racist.
You might call them backwoods.
Oh,
or,
yep.
You know, their neck has a certain rouge quality to it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have a certain American flag sticker on the back of their stuff that doesn't make sense.
American flag sticker.
They don't like to be tread on.
People of that sort. They reside in Coventry, Rhode Island.
They reside in a lot of places.
They're everywhere. Yeah. They're everywhere. It's everywhere. It's mm-hmm. everywhere maybe across not. The United maybe not States, in Fed Hill. This whole world.
What's not in Fed Hill? That kind of people?
I didn't want to put
I mean,
there
I
are literally like those certain areas. There's where definitely, you go
there's at
like,
least,
no,
there's at least, there's at least five in Fed Hill. But
if you want to talk about the Italian identity of Federal Hill, you will talk about an identity that is historically.
The mafia's going to come.
I'm surprised that LGBTQ bakery on Atwell's didn't have a Vesuvio situation.
I have a story for you. The homophobia was real.
Yeah, I bet.
That
obviously.
The owner faced there.
They're going to
the
rip down your pride
face,
flag.
No, and it was from a lot of people. We had a construction company that didn't contact us and poured concrete and cement in front of our building one day. And Sam, the owner, had no idea when it was taking place, when it was happening. And I was fucked because I'm out of hours. I'm out of a job. Like they didn't have work to give. We had other employees that needed jobs. We had orders that we needed to fulfill. We had no idea that they were tearing up the construction on Atwell's Avenue. Yep. And they're like, oh yeah, we'll let everybody know. We're sending out emails. Like, we'll tell you when it'll be. Because it's like,
that's so typical for Providence too.
But mm-hmm. It was one of those things where like, oh yeah, we're going to be on a schedule. We'll follow a schedule. We'll let you know. We'll email you. But they never did. Sam never received any of that information or any of those emails and things of that nature. But also too, if they were behind schedule, you know, they'd say, oh yeah it'll be in this, like, because we'd see them on the street, and we'd be I remember there was one day I'm like, the guy poured the cement, right? And I'm walking up to the door and I'm trying to go in, and he's like, whoa, what are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, that's wet concrete. And I didn't notice. Like, I'm just like, I'm high as fuck before my shift. Yeah. I'm like just walking.
You're
and I'm like
it's gray
my
ground.
Head is literally in the clouds. I am not looking at my feet. I had no idea. I see the construction. Yeah. And I'm just walking on the sidewalk. And there was no tape. There was no, like, in I like I said, I'm not looking at the ground. I really
can't. Yeah, props to you walking, keeping actually, your head held high, you know. But, chill.
You're like,
I am
about
a natural
your
blonde.
You weren't thinking about fucking the ground.
I'm like, I'm going
to make
the donuts.
Ready to take on the day.
I got to make the fritters. I'm going to turn this. I got to do this. Cream cheese frosting, right? This cake order, blah, 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 right? 100%. I was not paying attention. And the guy goes, whoa, lady, what are you doing? And I go, going to work. Like, what do you mean? He's like, that's wet concrete. And I'm like,
move it.
What do you, I'm like,
dry that shit.
And the owner is inside the bakery, trapped in the bakery now, because we don't have a side door.
Oh my God.
We don't have a back door. We have one front door of our building where we are located, and they poured the concrete and the cement right in front of, like I said, Sam had
they poured
them
into a slab like Han Solo.
Sam was there in the building one day, and I'm like, how do I get in? How do I get Sam out? What is going on? Like, they're fucked. They're in the building. They're trapped in there until this sets and like we're allowed to walk on it. I can't work. Customers can't come in the building. We had to close. For a couple of days, but it was just like, you know, and that's the thing. They don't understand how that affects like people like me though, that like rely on every single cent of my paycheck. Like, I can't afford to lose hours. I had no idea that this was happening. When you get sick, when you're really sick, you know, and you're out for a little while and it puts you back. It was one of those moments. And that's why Blush ended up closing. We just could not get ahead and things like that. Like during the pandemic, times were tough.
Where'd you go from there?
So I'm sorry, we've been popping around. So I went from Borelli's, I went to LaSalle Bakery, and I worked at LaSalle Bakery for quite some time. And I worked there, I say quite some time, 3 months is not that long.
Yo, that's not long at all.
It's long when you fucking hate it though. Oh my God.
What was so bad about it?
Miserable. The people, revolving door too, bullies. And
were you baking?
I was in the cake department. I was a pastry supervisor.
Okay.
I was brought on, not for that though. I was not brought on as a pastry supervisor. They had like four people leaving as I was getting hired. That two were like, fuck this. Like, we've got to get the fuck out of here. We hate it. And they were like, oh yeah, you've been working with us for like 2 weeks. You're doing great. They're like, any chance like you want to be a supervisor? How do you feel about that? I was like, more money? Okay. more responsibility. Well, I fucking, like, I mean, it's been 2 weeks. Like, what else are they going to have me do? I guess we'll see. I guess we'll find out.
And more money is usually, I'm usually just like, yeah.
I'm in. More. I mean, that's really what I need.
I mean, depending how much more, but.
It was a few dollars. I got a couple dollars. Substantial. So it was like $2 more than what I was making. I'm like, all right, let's see. Yeah, lasted 3 months there. The culture there was toxic. I could walked out, never came back. No, I'm just kidding.
Can I make some broad generalizations about bakers right now?
Let's go.
If I may problematically paint with a broad brush here. It sounds to me, and I imagine bakers are like a group of people that like, you know, you start out loving baking at home and they all bake at home and baking is like a solitary task and like you bake something.
You're passionate.
And then they realize they love to bake and they want to bake for a career. And so they go to work at bakeries with groups of other bakers that like grow up like baking by themselves. And then they all of a sudden have to bake with other bakers like as a team. And it seems to me like there's a lot of people that are just like want to gatekeep the way they do things. You're like, you know, like people that just want to be
100%.
I don't know how to work with other people because baking is like a solitary thing.
It's 100%.
And that's the broad brush I'm painting with right now. That's what I think bakers
are. Well, I feel like baking is also like, not that I have a lot of experience with it, but it's like, you get good at baking from learning from your own mistakes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And problem solving.
And
then
you tell people how to do
it. You don't want to be told how to fix your own mistakes sometimes because you're like, I know what I need to do.
I know what I need to do. I know what I did wrong.
Especially when people are like, you know what's like not conducive to like taking advice well is when you can tell the person is like really souped to give the advice in a way where they're like looking down at you like, huh, they're fucking this thing up and I know what their problem is and I'm going to tell them now, hey, you know, that wouldn't come out like this if you just did this and that.
My God,
and then you can tell how pumped they are to be like, I know how to do this right and you don't. Let me show here. You know
the
what, honey, just put that,
come out
you know, just put that down for a second. Let me show you. You know what I mean?
You know
and
what
you're just
is?
Like, I do not want to listen to you right now because of how cut to your being about this. Like
what it is ego 100%. It's the gatekeeping of like, this is the way that I do it and you have to do it this way, you know, things like that.
Bakers, you're on notice right now.
There are so many different ways and processes to do things. Like your method is not the only method of doing something to make it look like we can get the same product but take a few different steps to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Even though baking is an exact precise science,
it's so
you're
hard
doing, I mean when you're in certain steps, like when you're mixing 100%, like it needs to be fucking follow the recipe when you're mixing.
Yeah.
You're baking something in the oven. Yes. Like it needs to be a certain amount of time, rotate, things like that.
This is why I hate baking compared to cooking. But decorating,
you can kind of like, that's where you have
and it's that's your time to shine.
And then that's where people start to gatekeep and they don't want you to progress and get better and better. Like,
yeah,
they
wouldn't
let me decorate
job.
Cakes. They didn't want me touching cakes. They were like, you can't do cake at Pirelli's. That was one
so
of the things.
You
were
running,
like, you're not allowed to do cake orders. And I'm like, I'm a baker. I'm a pastry.
They tried to keep Steph Curry at the gym.
They
tried to keep Curry at the gym.
You can't.
He's still getting them shots.
And I'm like, I was like, all right, so then I will go somewhere where they're going to allow me to decorate cakes. Because I'm like, now I have progressed past.
Get those shots.
I am just as good as you guys, and I am half your age. And they're fucking mad.
But you only lasted 3 months at LaSalle.
So how did it end?
There
were so many girls that were just like there. We had a Johnson and Wales program where it was like they were getting people in there. This is your first job. Like, welcome to the industry for your $11 an hour.
And they're like, what do you mean you're only proving that for 45 minutes? That's not what I learned in class 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God, no.
So how did it end?
They overheard me talking shit that I was like, this place is for the fucking birds. And I want to go back to Pirelli's. And they were like,
all right, fucking bounce.
One of the fucking little.
They were like, this chick with all the 1950s sayings has to go. she was talking about how this place is for the birds and shit. I think I heard her say something, gave her the vapors. Like, we got to get her out of here.
I loved the product. Like, LaSalle has like one of the best, I think, products in Rhode Island for bakeries that I've seen. Like, they make a damn good, their way of decorating and cakes is beautiful. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to go there. I'm like, I want to do LaSalle cakes. I want to do LaSalle flowers, you know, things like that. Same with their fruit tarts. I'm like, oh, those flans are beautiful. I want to know how to make those. Like, they're amazing. Things like that. Like, they had a good product like that, but it was just that, like, They could not get the culture down with the people that are grandfathered in there, that have been there for 20, 30,
bakers,
40 years,
y'all.
That are like,
come on.
And they're, y'all they're know just how it fucking, is with bakers, at right? this point, though, now they're miserable. And then you get all these young kids that come in, they're like, let's go. And their dreams are crushed. Their creativity is crushed because mm-hmm. they're like, I have an idea for like a cooking. Maybe we should do it.
Gatekeeping sucks.
Like, and then everybody's like, no. They're like, that's a dumb idea.
What's that?
Sometimes gatekeeping's tight.
Dude.
If it's for yourself.
Dude, you know what's tight? I got a good gatekeep right now. That I'm only going to say this because I don't think my little sister listens to my podcast, but I found this dope-ass picture of my little sister from when she was like, I don't know, a baby, and she's mm-hmm. looking thug as hell. And I'm totally gatekeeping that picture to wait for like a special.
You're not
moment,
using so like, the term right properly.
You're how's just not keeping.
I think you're just saving
I'm
that.
I'm gatekeeping the pick.
Gatekeeping is not letting
she doesn't even
somebody
know it
else
exists.
Like progress.
Like it's like, not letting somebody else be a fan of the band that you've been a fan of for a long time because you don't feel like they've earned it because they. Have, it's about gatekeeping like an activity and being like, no, you're not allowed to
yeah,
like that because you don't like it
for,
the way I like it. Like,
or you've only liked it for this amount of time and
so
you've only done
specific?
It for this amount of time.
Yeah, it's more about,
so
yeah,
it has to be
you're just
specific.
Keeping a physical
episode,
object from another person.
On this episode, Max doesn't know what gatekeeping is.
Yeah, it's okay. We're all learning here. We're learning about Arthurian legend. We're learning about gatekeeping.
Oh,
well, I mean, we
kind of
missed that one.
That's all right.
It's all right.
It's a lot. The whole crew, what's real and what's not out of those.
All right, so let's get into some of the other places you
oh,
worked.
Yeah, so after LaSalle, I did go back to Borelli's. And mm-hmm. I worked at Borelli's. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They heard that I wanted to go back to Borelli's, but I kept my eyes open, and I'm like, all right, maybe I shouldn't go back. I'm like, let's go somewhere else. That's when I saw Blush, that Blush was hiring, and I went to Blush Bakery. All during this time as well, too, I forgot to tell you, like, I've worked as, like, hostess. I've worked as a bartender, waitress, and I had another job as well, too. I used to work at...
What sorry. The fuck, bro? Hey.
My bad.
No, you're good.
That's another first, I think. For
God, that echoed like crazy. Yeah,
that was crazy.
You got reverb on your notifications?
I lost my train of thought.
I got no answers for that one.
Holy shit. Anyway.
Yeah, so where was I?
You're talking about Blush.
Yeah, so Blush, but I also, too, I had another job working at night, too. Do you guys remember Boneheads, Wing Bar?
Boneheads? No. I feel like I remember, like, seeing
maybe
this,
I've heard
it
of it.
Sign.
Is it in Warwick?
But it definitely never
yeah,
was.
So there was yeah, West Warwick. They also had another location in Fall River. This was the chicken wing joint.
Warwick.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Shout out to Warwick.
I'm trying to get Warwick on the pod straight up.
Are you for real?
I think
I know
would.
Them. I'm like,
what do you mean you know them?
I know
you're from
them.
The rack.
I grew up in Coventry, West Warwick. Like,
oh,
I grew
shit.
My dad like grew up and lived in. I lived in West
you know
Warwick
where fucking
for 5 years.
Is?
That's
I,
hard.
Seriously, I'm a Coventry West Warwick damn. Girl. Unfortunately,
I didn't know that.
Yes. So I don't actually know them, but I probably could contact them for sure.
I know one of the newer members of the rack. We both do, actually.
Get them on
really?
100%.
Yeah, it's Sonia's son.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's in the rack now.
See if they will maybe do something with your song, your little intro. Maybe they can do a little remix on that.
That would be crazy.
A Warrack Ranks Edition. Stories from the kitchen.
But with the rack in it.
Warrack.
They're fucked up.
Yeah, real talk.
Fucking what? Shout out West Warwick. Shout out Warwick.
Yeah, shout out Rhode Island, I guess.
Well, Boneheads, yes. I used to work as, I started, I think I was hostess there, moved mm-hmm. to waitress.
That's a chicken place?
Yeah, chicken wings. They had 60 different sauces. So I worked there at night as
Were
well.
Were you vegan then?
I was vegetarian at this point.
Okay. You were dabbling.
Okay. I don't think we even really like got into the fact that you're a vegan.
Yes. So that's, well, Blush Vegan Bakery, that's where I became
That's what turned
vegan,
you on to it?
But I was vegetarian for 6 years.
That was your gateway drug.
Yes. Yeah. Blush, because I learned all of the substitutions that mm-hmm. I needed for the baking. And then that was it. I was like, once I learned how to be able to cut out dairy from all of the things that I love, like specifically brownies, cookies, cupcakes, like things like that. I'm like, oh my God. Instead
once
of
you
subbed
that agave nectar in for that honey, you were like, all right, I got
let's
this.
Go. I got this down. That flaxseed instead of that egg.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby. It's easy. It's the same thing. And I just was like, why didn't I do this sooner? But I also, too, I found so many more things that I, like, loved. I was like, it was so many new recipes and things like that. I'm like, holy shit. So that was the only regret. It was like, why, of going vegan. I was like, why didn't I do this sooner? I'm like, wait, it actually was pretty easy, believe it or not. At least for me, though. I was vegetarian for, like I said, 6 years.
So when's the last time you had a piece of meat? And what was it?
9 years.
What was it?
9 years. Well, actually, on accident, I ate a baked ziti that had a sauce that was meat sauce.
Meat sauce.
And I was sick for
Yeah, but
I was sick for like a day. But I, oh, the.
It's supposed to be die-die. We get it. We know how it goes.
Was
no,
it worth
no
it?
No words. No. I didn't know.
Okay, so what, well, besides did, that, what made you, like, what
I
was
don't
your.
I don't remember what my last meal was. Okay. I really don't, but
you
I remember
like, this
the
is
day.
The last piece of chicken.
I remember the first it. Day, though, that I was like, I'm becoming vegetarian. Everybody was like, what the fuck? Like, I told my family, of course. We went to, so my dad
you
used.
You came out to your family.
Dinner's, yeah, no, dinner's changing, guys.
Came out as a vegetarian.
Came out as a vegan. Fuck.
I have something else to tell you guys.
Like, they're like mortified. I'm like, yeah, by the way, I'm also gay too. I'm like, I'm vegan. I'm a soy girl. I'm a little gay. I'm a little
like,
autistic.
What's a soy girl?
They're like, oh, you're gay? Thank God. Like, I thought you were going to say you're a vegan.
Little, oh, man.
Not yet.
My dad worked for this company that always used to give him like Paw Sox tickets and like, Patriots, mm-hmm.
R.I.P.
games, tickets, like things like that.
R.I.P. Patriots.
Red Sox, games, you know, things like that. And it was one of those days we were going to an event and it was a Paw Sox game. Mm-hmm. And that day, I don't remember if I was in school or not, but I watched If Slaughterhouses Had Glass Walls with Paul McCartney.
Wow.
And I watched so many other videos and I was 12 or 13 years old. I don't remember exactly, but I was like, holy fuck. Like, yeah, I knew it was bad. I knew the industry.
It's
the
always
farm,
one of those
the factory
that
farming
you.
Industry was bad, but I opened that door and I went down that rabbit hole and I never came out of that rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
I did not come out. I was like, that day, I was like, I'm not eating meat anymore.
Yeah.
I haven't since. Like, besides, I just couldn't. I hurt my heart. I'm like, I just thought of the animals. Like, and I just, like, I don't know. I mean, if you guys have ever watched those videos, I mean, God, now I'm like, now I'm preaching. Here we go.
No,
here's
listen,
the
video that makes
God,
me
want
to
go.
I mean, if it's, I had to watch the, like, you know, not to get into specifics of what videos, because there's a lot
so
of them.
So many.
Yeah.
Just
if
go
I had to
Pia.
Get into, like, if I had to get up every morning and, like, watch one of those videos, yeah, I probably, like, would probably.
Oh, but, I mean, that's the thing. Like, eat. I follow PETA. Like, I see that on my timeline every day. I do remind myself, like, why I do it. Yeah. I'm like, this is why I do it.
It's crazy, I follow
all these accounts.
Like,
I follow
the video
vegan for the animals accounts, and they post stuff like that. They post animal liberation. They post, like, you know, we have a new video of a new factory or new things like that.
And you see,
exposed.
Like, I saw a video like, the other day that was, I want to get on the cute positive side here, but it was like a video of these two pigs that had never
touched grass. They never
grass.
Touched
yes.
grass.
And they're just like,
stop.
Wee! I'm going to cry. They go rolling all over the place. Having
oh
the.
God.
They're like, holy fucking shit. Life is so dope.
Have you ever seen the woman on TikTok though that has cows and she literally like cuddles with her cows and like jumps on them and like pets them like they're dogs?
Oh yeah.
And, like, oh my, they're literally just
install the
puppies.
Big brushes
oh,
that they flip
God.
Out for.
Yes, that too. The and, big like, brushes. They scratch them and they just,
see but you know what I don't really feel that bad
creatures.
For
chickens.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Like I don't
those
like
fucking idiots.
In general no not even just like I don't really like birds.
Wow.
Like any of them. Owls are pretty awesome.
Ever heard
cool.
of a fucking bald eagle?
Yeah,
were you
ever,
not an American?
Have you ever seen go. A bald eagle? They're fucking,
yeah,
they're
huge.
They're scary and they're gross.
They're cool.
And they're bald.
They're just big. They're just linebacker seagulls. That's all they are.
Yeah, but their claws and beaks are so sharp. They're way more like predatory than seagulls.
I would probably eat a bald eagle.
Yeah, same.
I'd give it a go.
I got no problem.
I think
with
you
that,
would
dude.
Be charged with terrorism if you.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to be
United
out
States
here
America
acting like I hate
eagle.
Birds. And then when, then when the Hitchcock Revolution comes and they start attacking us all, I'm not going to be the one that talks shit.
I'm just going to be underground.
Gwen's going to be the one that's like, I never ate your wing. So
yeah,
like,
and they're
yeah.
going to be like, we'll allow you. They're like, come with us, Snow White.
Yeah.
And they're like, come into
they
the
just,
forest.
No, they just lift
that
you
is where
up.
I belong. And we fly away
you just, yeah. Yeah.
into the sunset.
That'd be sweet.
That's my dream. That is my dream.
I'd rather die.
You'd rather die than fuck with birds? Is that what you're saying right now?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Birdman?
This guy is staunch.
Great. I love that movie.
Really?
Birdman's one of my favorite movies of the 2010s.
That checks out so
top hard. 10, definitely.
That checks out okay. So hard.
I'm a huge sucker for anything with Ed Norton.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, okay. Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, I can't name
you. You are something for Ed,
I don't
Ed Norton.
Love. What?
Did you like Glass Onion?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, he's so good.
Haven't seen it. He bangs in that.
He's okay. Basically playing himself because he's playing like a really pretentious prick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, he like doesn't do movies if he's like, yeah, this isn't good enough for me.
Yeah.
He's a, yeah, everybody like,
he's like so
looks at him as like he's a super like, you know, full of himself, pretentious actor type where he's just like, oh, I'm such an artist. And like the kind of guy that's going to go on inside the actor's studio and talk about the craft and inhabiting another person's character. And like, you know, like just like
he has a British
taking himself so seriously in a way where you're just like, eye roll. Oh my God, I can't stand
it. I mean, he did like just his like, most famous you know film I mean? Has like a giant swastika on his chest. So it's pretty, it gets pretty intense
yeah.
with him.
Yeah. I don't remember that part of the Incredible Hulk.
There you go. Good one.
Cha-ching.
Anyway.
I'm here all week.
So, all right. Let's get to the juicy shit.
Yes. Okay. So, where do we start, I guess? You guys want to hear about Revival, huh?
I mean, that's when I started following you. When
so
you
So, let's hear about it.
Okay.
So what, you got hired at Revival and started making like vegan pastries there basically?
Yep. All right.
Or it's not even Revival anymore. Now it's just Lost Valley.
I was just going to say that. Like he literally just rebranded, I think. I think he might be trying to get away from like the Revival
I
name,
think,
but that makes no sense because that's like what's the beer? Like
I don't really know anything like on the situation of that place, but I think
it was always like we were always like Revival and Lost Valley Pizza. And now it's vice versa. It's Lost Valley Pizza and Revival. And I'm like confused. I'm like, oh, are they? I'm
out?
Like, I don't know what's going on now. But I'm. Like I thought that was. I thought that was a little interesting. I did peep that on the Instagram. Well, because that's weird, right? Like, you know, they were always Revival. That was Revival and Lost Valley Pizza. Like that was the restaurant that was attached. And now, seriously,
now
on
split.
All their social media, like everything's changed. It's Lost Valley Pizza
sure
and Revival Brewery. So like, what's going on, Sean Markin? What's going on? Tell me the tea.
I don't know enough, but I'm pretty sure he like left. One for the like left isn't a part of the brewery part or something like that.
They split
I
up.
Have
they had a
no
out.
Idea.
Yeah, I don't know either. Oh, I want to talk about that place real quick because before we even go into like
go
because
off.
It's like Lost Valley is such a I don't want to hate on it either, but it's such a weird place because it's like you go in there and you're like,
what is this place?
I don't know what the
what is.
Fuck
is this a nightclub? Is this a bar? Is this a restaurant?
Been.
Is this an event space? Is there a birthday party?
Yeah,
there's
food,
a Jamaican
there's
party
there's
in the back.
Bar,
what's going on?
But
like there's
no bartenders.
There's a 50-year-old party over here. There's a 14-year-old hostess wearing a crop top.
Let's just say,
like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's very all over the place. And like the first couple times I went there, I was like, wow, like this place like could be. Fucking sick.
That's
because like the location
you.
Is dope.
The,
some of
yes.
the some of the like
the aesthetic of that place is cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's very
like,
skater. It's very like modern.
It's kind of hip.
Yeah, I'd say so. I agree.
That being said,
let's go ahead. Go into the
me,
shit now.
Me and a long line of people.
Yes, sir.
Have gotten some pretty not. I shouldn't
not
say
good
that.
Quality.
I shouldn't say this on the podcast. I should probably bleep it out. But shitty bar service. Like, shitty to a point where it's like, dude, I'm trying to give you money. Like,
you
give
know
me a
why?
Fucking drink,
you
bro.
You know why? Half of the bartenders that I worked with were not bar. They're not bartenders.
There's a huge.
They have no idea. They
don't.
They don't know how to make
attitude
drink.
There.
Oh, my God.
We're like.
Holy nail on. Thank you.
I'm
you just,
all
you
about.
Summed it up.
I'm
I, don't
all
even
about
think, I don't even need to talk about
listen,
it.
Like, I'm
you,
all about like
knows.
A not give a shit attitude, but like there's like.
Yeah, you are.
There's a limit. There's a
they,
limit to like.
They, the thing is
you gotta kind of give a little bit of a shit.
That's a restaurant where like, I think it's one of those things where I think the aesthetics are carrying way too much of what the customers are like really, really enjoying. And then everything else
yeah.
is just kind of like
there's
lacking.
A lot of places like that.
So how did you get a job there?
I applied because I really needed one. I was leaving the Cloud Kitchen, RIP Cloud. Fuck.
I don't know what that is either.
What?
It's the kitchen.
I need to come back and talk about just the cloud
download
kitchen. And
meals.
Like, this is gonna say
what's the or what if you want to get into the cloud kitchen? I mean,
how long can we? Oh my god, like 44 minutes. How long you want to go, boys? I'm like, I have stories for literally days. Like, there's.
All right, let's stick with Lost Valley.
All right, I don't want to go on any more tangents.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Too much. We can come back to the Cloud Kitchen, but also to that. That could literally be its own episode.
Well,
like,
part
that could
two.
Be its
we'll,
own. Like,
we'll have
like,
to
seriously,
have you back.
Yeah. Can, I would love that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what did you apply for?
I applied for like server, bartender, like whatever, like pretty much like whatever they needed. Okay. I was like, I can do it all. I was like, I've bartended, I've hosted, I've served. I'm like, whatever you guys need me for. But then I also too was like, I do vegan pastries. If you guys do, like they didn't have any desserts. Like they didn't really have, like they had nothing at the time. Like there was really nothing. I can't remember if they even, when I started, if they had anything. I don't think they had any type of like pastries that they were running. They were, every once in a while, somebody would make a cheesecake here and there and throw it out, special, blah, 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 whatever. But they didn't have like a pastry chef and a pastry program. So I come in and I'm like, I can be a hostess. I can do a couple nights a week. I can also, I know how to do dough. I was like, I'm a baker. I'm like, you need me doing pizza. I'm like, I could do pizza dough. I can help in the kitchen. I was like, whatever.
Here.
I was like, whatever you got. Yeah. Literally, like, I was like, it was one of my friends, Paul, though, an industry friend that I met from the Cloud Kitchen, from another person in the Cloud Kitchen. And I was like, Paul, like, whatever you need me to do, I got you. Like, let's go.
Hook it up.
He was general manager and he was like, all right, I'm going to 100% keep that in mind. And he hired me as a server right away. And then he was like, all right, but the servers also bartend. he was like, by the way, yeah, like, you got to learn how to mix your drinks. I was like, oh, it's one of those kinds of places. I was like, okay, so there's no like separation of church and state. Yeah. There is no hierarchy. There is no French brigade.
It just start and end.
Exactly. And it was just like, but also too, like the way it was like so cafeteria style where it was like, we didn't have sections. The hostesses didn't know the numbers of like, on my first day at Lost Valley Pizza and Revival Brewery, I walk up to the hostess because Paul goes, I want you to work with the hostess. Go learn the table numbers from her. I go up to her. I'm like, hi, I'm supposed to ask you what the table numbers are. She's like, I don't know.
Fuck if I know.
Like, she's like, I don't know. She's like, they're supposed to be numbered.
Yeah,
I go back up to Paul and I was like, Paul, what? I'm like, your hostess does not know what's going on. Now do you need me to be your hostess and like teach her, train her? Like how to run like a host in and how to like,
do we need to number these tables?
No. Literally, I was like, all right, here we go. It was like day one. I was like already in for
now,
shit. What's
going on? How early on into their existence was this?
Of, what do you mean?
Lost Valley. Cause they've been around for like what? Like
oh
five?
No, they've been, I think it's like.
They opened during COVID? Before that.
It was before COVID. It was like 8 years ago, I want to say.
No fucking
yes,
way.
Yes, I think they've been open for quite some time. Bro, they were in Cranston. You know what's crazy? Everybody that talks about the Cranston Revival, was Revival Brewery back there in Lost Valley Pizza.
8 years ago, Obama was president. That's a long ass time ago.
It was so different. Like everything was different. The menu was different. The people that were there were different. The kitchen was different. Everything.
The healthcare
in
the country was different.
Everything. Prince and Bowie were alive.
Things made sense back then.
Yeah. The good old days.
So you popped in and basically were just like
ready for the shit. Like it was like day one ready for, like, and that was 5 minutes into my shift of being like, okay,
not,
well now I'm like,
okay.
now what do I do as a server and like not knowing my tables? And now my host, I'm like, my host didn't really even know how to like run what's it called, like when you go, you pop from like one server to the next, you're like rotation. Rotation. You go down the line and you try to make sure not every, like you don't want to give one server all the tables and then everybody else has their section open and they're overwhelmed. So you have to also too, you have to tell people like, no, I'm like, would you guys really like to sit on the couches over here? I was like, you got to try to push them to where you want to go. I'm like, you got to convince them where they want to sit. I'm like, and I'm like, the servers are overwhelmed. I'm like, send these people to the bar. I'm like, hey, like you guys can have, there's a couple seats at the bar, you know, things like that.
You don't want to sit there.
Taking shit over.
They had no idea. They didn't know any of these. This was like 14-year-old kids that are coming in wearing crop tops.
So you had to regulate.
Chewing gum. They're on their phones, you know, shit like that.
Did you make them change out of their crop tops?
There's a dress code here.
No, but I came in one day wearing a tank top because it was hot and it was in the middle of summer. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to wear a tank top if hostess gets to wear a crop top. And I got yelled at for wearing my tank top. I was told, I was like, I need to have something with sleeves. My shoulders are too sexy. And I'm like, fucked up, what is this fucking, you just dress coded me. This is like, this is high school. I was like, holy traumatic flashbacks.
To was your skirt down, at high school. Down past your fingertips?
Exactly. Yeah. Or no, your knuckles. Can't be that short. And I'm like thinking, I'm like, aren't bartenders supposed to be a little bit sexy?
You know, yes, but you're a, but yes, but and, like, you're like a host outcome. Server, bartender, baker. Okay, yeah. So
slash what GM. Is the role? What is the what is that? Like, what even is that? Mm-hmm. So lots of nonsense there. Let's get into the kitchen manager that worked there.
Do it.
20 years old.
Okay.
We will call him. Like, I can't even think
of him. He's the kitchen manager.
Kitchen manager. We will call him kitchen manager.
That's pretty beast.
KM.
20 years old. Yep, kitchen manager. One of the worst motherfuckers that I've ever had to work
for. Okay, let's get into it.
Because he was 20?
No. Okay. No, his ego, like, he did have the knowledge and the talent, but he is a piece of shit. Like, misogynistic, like, used to say, like, some pretty fuck. I was like, that? Well, you just said it was pretty racist. Like, what you just said was racist. So we would have these big parties, right? Mm. And sometimes the demographic of the parties would be mainly and majority people of color, because it would be, like, a Puerto Rican dance party, a Dominican dance party, we had a Haitian dance party. It was specifically that night. It was the Haitian dance party. It was 400 people.
Holy shit.
Damn.
Four bartenders that aren't actually bartenders that know how to actually mix cocktails. Yeah. Yep. Because I am a baker. I'm not a bartender, but also I am making your drink for you. I'm like, so it was one of those things I had to learn. Like, I had to learn. Everybody had to fucking learn. Everybody had to learn how to mix their drinks. And like, it was that place. There was no type of like organization for it. Fucking anything. And then you have the 20-year-old kitchen manager.
What was he misogynistic saying about this shit?
Okay. So the Haitian dance party night,
He's like, man, I hate Haitian people.
Oh God, it was pretty close.
Hey, spoiler, come on.
Like, wow, bro.
He looked at the numbers. He looked at the fucking the
attendance.
Exactly what it was gonna be. And he was like, he looked at me and he goes, not this again. Are you fucking kidding me? He goes, not these people. Oh, and I go, and I'm like, and I just like, I pause, and I'm like mixing dough, and I'm like, like, you know, I'm in my own little bubble, like mixing pizza dough, or like frosting my Pop Tarts or something like that. And he's like talking shit, whatever, like talking about the event that we're doing later and whatnot. Then I'm like, all right, I'm making pastries, but I have to go bartend for this later. And I'm from like in the middle of like frosting Pop Tarts or something like that. And I'm like,
did you have the Pop Tart sticks?
What? I was like, huh? That was like quick pause. You know, you're like, wait, what people are you talking about? Because I was like, I know you're talking about like the black people. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with
people suck.
He, because like it was literally like that party was the Haitian dance party. Like, why would you say that? Why? How? And how are you so comfortable saying that, like, out loud to your other employees, like to people that work around you? And like, I wasn't the only one in the kitchen that heard it. We were just kind of all like looking over at him, like, okay.
Like, 20 and racist.
Yeah. It's funny coming from a 20 and not a 60-year-old. Yeah,
like. You know what's crazy too? He did not look like he was 20. This kid looked like he was like 30. He looked like a grown man, though. Gross. That's the thing. And then also too, he was doing the liquor runs for us for Revival Brewery. 20 years old. Nah, I thought that was a little interesting. I was like, wait, he's not even 21 yet. I remember we were like celebrating his 21st birthday, and I was like, wait. Didn't you do all of the liquor runs like these past like 6 months? I was like, wait.
That's so funny.
Wait, when all of those dots connected for me, I was like scratching my head.
Once,
like,
you're picking it up for a business, they're just like, why would I check an ID? They wouldn't send somebody
that's
underage.
That's exactly it. But the thing
plus
is,
this
it's
guy
like
looks like shit.
This entitled kid goes and does the liquor runs, right? And he's like, for my compensation for doing the liquor run, he's like, thanks, Sean. You just bought me a bottle of Casa Amigos. I'm going to take this Casa Amigos. And then now he's like, you know, 20-year-old kid. I was like, now decisions. He has a way of like getting alcohol and like providing alcohol, and his other friends, his other Johnson and Wales kids friends that are not 21 yet, or his younger kid friends that he hangs out with at frat party. Oh, by the way, frat house, lives in a frat house, frat party boy.
I was just gonna say
he's
that
like, you guys, like, this was my boss at Lost Valley
this
Pizza.
Sucks.
What?
I was just going to say that if I was...
This is why that place is trash. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this. Like, look around. Yeah. Look who you have running the place.
Trash people
look
at make the for a trash place.
And he was so mean. He called me... He was like, what, are you a fucking idiot one day to me? And I just, like, looked at him and I was like... Oof.
What did you do? What provoked that?
What did you do? Yeah. Victim blame. Immediate victim blaming.
Well, what did you do? Were you being an idiot?
I just want to know what made him say it.
I rang in the shrimp tacos, and the shrimp tacos weren't on the menu because he only was running chicken that day. But typically, we always had chicken and shrimp tacos.
I was going to say, if there was a button for it, it can't be that idiotic of a decision.
But also, too, you know what I mean? He never came over. 100%. We never had that, like front of house, back of house meeting, you know, like before shift where they're like, by the way, this is the 86 list. We're out of this. Hey, these are our specials. You guys, we have this, or we had to substitute instead of this dressing on the salad tonight because we ran out. We had to do this instead. We never had like those meetings like that where we're like, all right, 86 list is this. It was like, yeah, I mean, we had an 86 board that I brought in one day and hung up because we didn't have a fucking 86 list. Jeez. And nobody knew like what we were out of. So that
everyone's
we
like, ran into that problem mean?
All the time. No, exactly. Like there was just nothing there that seemed organized at all whatsoever.
If I was 20, I just want to mention this because the kid had me think. If I was 20 years old and a kitchen manager of a restaurant, I would be the cockiest little fuck ever.
You nailed it. You nailed him. Did you meet him? Did you ever meet him?
No, I have no clue who you're talking about.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. But you literally described him like how beating him. Like I'm hearing like you 100%. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. He's not there now. I know this. Mm. I know this for a fact now. I walked out though one day because I had put him in my 2 weeks because I was getting to a point mentally. I was like, I can't do this with him. I'm like, I'm doing so much. I'm like, I work and make pizzas. That's another thing too. Like I hopped on and I learned pizza on the pizza oven as well too. Mm-hmm. And how to do wood fired pizza. That was something that I never knew how to do. I've done dough. I've done tons of pizzas, calzones, things like that. But like wood fired pizza, that was the first time was lost. So
Grateful
for it. Let's be grateful for the situation. I learned how to do that. That was amazing.
Frankie from Figadini's dad built the oven at Lost Valley.
At Lost Valley, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. That's correct.
Damn.
True facts.
Shouts out.
Small
shouts
city.
Shouts out, yeah. So
where'd you go after there?
After...
Wait, so you walked out, mid-shift? You're just like, fuck this, I'm done?
Yeah, because I got into a fight with one of the bartenders, waitresses, Shocker. Girls, whatever. It was just some, tensions are high for me at this point. My mental health is very low at this point. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so sick and fed up of being treated like shit from this 20-year-old kid who has no respect for me and all of the work that I've done and I've put in and all of the things that I've tried to do.
So
and,
you can't even legally buy then, weed, kid.
Yeah, no, it was so bad. And then there was just one day he was like, oh, you need to leave because blah, 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 the girl that I got into a fight with is coming in. He was like, and he's like, you got to go. So he's like, I looked at him. And I'm like, why? I'm like, I have 2 weeks left here. I'm like, let me finish out my 2 weeks. I'm like, he was like, no, he's like, you got to go. I was like, all right, I'm leaving. I'm packing my shit right now. And you will not see me tomorrow. And I was like, that's it. I'm like, you're telling me to go? Goodbye. Au revoir.
I feel like we've talked about this on the podcast before where the whole 2 week notice.
It's bullshit.
It's such bullshit. From both sides too. From both sides. Because it's like if the business doesn't need you, they're like, all right, just fucking bounce. I don't want your 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Yep. Where you as the employee feel like you're like, well, I'm leaving you, so let me leave you off in a nice way. But it's like, dog, they're going to have you replaced in a fucking week.
In a grip. Or it's like, yeah.
If you really don't want to serve that 2 weeks, just fucking don't.
Don't. No, literally, quit. If you are unhappy and you are miserable with your job, just fucking leave. Leave. Don't, why? Why?
I mean, I feel like when I was younger, my parents were pretty hard on, do the right thing and you give the 2 weeks.
But not hard enough.
No, it's...
Now it's more like if I'm staying the 2 weeks, it's just because I need the money.
If they can fire at will, if Rhode Island can fire at will, why can't the workers of Rhode Island quit at will and just be like, all right.
Fire at will.
Bye. Bang, bang.
Just on Independence Day. I got to say, Gwen, I'm pretty sure you're the first person we've interviewed on the pod that is actively wearing chef pants and clogs.
up.
She's wearing kitchen clogs and chef pants.
Big props.
At the interview, y'all. Don't doubt the clout. Okay, she's about that.
Yeah, we're about to make her clock in after this interview.
I have a present for you guys.
No, you don't.
Back for
she's
you.
Got a white paper
Damn,
bag.
She brought some drugs. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yo,
you're bugging.
She's got cookies and treats for us from all the right. bakery.
I apologize because they're all just chocolate cookies.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
This is like a sleeve.
Episode 87 has officially become my favorite episode.
There's a dozen cookies in here. Dude, this is sick. Damn.
All right, for a little context, because you guys need a video.
The bar has been set for future guests. Yes. Bring cookies. Let's go.
Yes, you need to bring.
These
you
are
need to
good
bring a host.
Too.
Thank you.
All right.
These are fucking
These aren't
good.
Vegan.
I don't care.
These are
vegan.
From my
Let's
new
go.
No, they're not. They're not. They're not.
Oh,
I
okay.
wish I will make you guys my treats, my recipes, and things like that someday, eventually down the line, or hopefully one day I'll have my own bakery. Come
I'm into
so,
that.
We're here eating chocolate chip cookies, and I got a hot chocolate chip cookie take.
Let's go.
Let's hear it.
That this is making me happy about this is that I hate
crunch.
Hate
crunch.
They like hate. Very strong word here.
Okay.
When bakeries put out chocolate chip cookies and sprinkle salt on top,
you don't like the salt.
Put salt in your fucking cookie, not on top. Don't be maldening the top of that shit.
7 stars.
That's all I gotta say.
7 stars bakery.
Wow.
There's a lot of places that are guilty. This one, no salt. Fucking banging. No.
We put salt on our chocolate chip cookies in like the edibles.
The establishment?
It's we.
No, at ACS, at the place that we make weed chocolate chip cookies and we got salt on them.
Fuck yeah.
Crazy Burger didn't.
No, he didn't.
This actually kind of tastes like a Crazy Burger chocolate chip cookie.
It does. It tastes like a Crazy Burger.
It does, bro.
It's bringing me back.
Did you make this?
Let's take them back.
That's so funny.
Did you
those
make
were
this
made
dough?
Today. I made these today. Those are fresh. I baked those literally 8 hours ago.
I'm pretty sure the Crazy Burger.
They're still warm out the oven.
I'm pretty sure the Crazy Burger like chocolate chip cookie recipe made like it had like an instruction to make the like before it became dough to make it into like a warm sand texture.
Wet sand. Because
wet
you're
sand.
Supposed to mix the butter and the brown sugar.
Until
and it said consistency
sand.
Should be like wet sand.
Wet sand.
That's such a good description though, because like that is exactly it though. That's what you need.
And you don't want no chunks of butter in there. It's got
this is
little.
Fucking fire.
Thank you.
Now we're just eating
thank
y'all sorry.
Thank you guys. That's so funny. I walked up to Max and that like one of the first things I said was like in true rags to dishes like fashion in the fucking chef pants. I came straight from work, from a new job, from a new gig.
All right, well, let's fast forward to 7 stars.
Yes. Okay. So,
you worked there. When did you start there?
After Apotheca Vegan Cafe. So we do after.
So I guess next episode we have you on, we'll do Cloud and we'll do Apotheca.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, we're gonna fill in the gaps.
No, literally. Because I was gonna say, I think that's it between Lost Valley. I don't think I missed any, but I have. There's a couple
They'll
of
come
restaurants.
To you. Trust me. Later tonight,
well
you'll be like,
too.
"Oh fuck, I forgot.
I missed this. I forgot this."
Yeah.
But we'll have you back for sure because there's clearly more.
Actually, it'll be the second you walk out the door of the house.
We need more
like
cookies.
5 minutes later. Yeah, always need more cookies.
Yeah,
I will take requests as well. If you guys have like, tell me what you like. I will.
Tell me what to go.
What is your dream? Let me make your dream come true.
We like chocolate chip cookies, but listen, we're not about to start making requests. But I want to hear. So, like, what year? Like, when was it that you started there
at 7 Stars?
Yeah,
this year, 3 months.
Oh,
ago.
Oh, just recently.
Yes, was it June or July?
Well, what'd you wind up doing there? Like, what was your job there? Just baker?
Pastry supervisor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you were telling everybody how to make all the pastries.
Pretty much. And I'm also making sure that everybody is also doing what they're supposed to be doing mm-hmm. and that they're on task because this production facility, this is the biggest bakery and production that I've ever seen, that I've ever worked for.
Yeah, like it's real nice.
The building in production, absolutely. And they have a brand new
location.
What
location is
this
you're talking about? Like what city is it? Is it in Providence?
So they're out of Pawtucket. the so they
like the main manufacturing facility.
Yes, I was gonna say because a lot of people they don't know that. I mean, we have 5 cafes and stores that like work and own operate. People think that there's bakeries in each of those 5 cafes and that there's bakers at each store. There's not. There is a kitchen.
Are they just warming ovens?
Back of house. Oh, yes,
a kitchen for like making egg sandwiches.
Exactly,
and
putting like heating the sandwiches, and they make the parfaits there. Like we send them.
But all like the breads, all those loaves are getting shipped in from the main facility every morning.
Exactly. Everything is getting on all the pastries.
I like having light shed on these types of things. So thank you for your insight.
They should have 7 locations though.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because it's the God's number?
Oh, please.
No, it's called 7 stars.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
They're coming. They're
going to stars
pop,
of 7.
They're going to pop more out for sure with the company. They're sure. They're going to bleed more stars. More than 7, probably.
I mean, they're like the bread goats of Rhode Island.
They are. The bread is phenomenal. They're so good. Recipes are phenomenal. Food quality. Shout out food quality. Shout out the product of what we're doing. Shout out like the actual process that we're like doing. You know, like it's the work.
Shout out the recipe.
Shout out the recipe. Shout out the ingredients.
Shout out the process.
Shout out the process. All the utensils that got me through this.
But you were in the main manufacturing facility.
Yes, and there is only one, and it is a giant facility. We were at the Hope Artisan Building, the Hope Artesian Building over there. Mm-hmm. Big ass warehouse, huge, like ginormous, biggest bakery that I've ever seen.
Yeah,
they were like, oh yeah, by the way, like when we're moving, we're hiring
a lot of money,
and we're moving, a lot of money.
So how'd it go?
Well, not great because I'm very anti corporate and.
Yes.
Anti-capitalist.
Mm-hmm. And we all of stand that a legend.
And
thank
very
you.
FTP.
Thank you for your service.
And very ACAB. Okay. And all of these politics and things like of that nature. I do not fit in that type of setting. I do not fit in to a factory type
setting. So I'm confused.
Like
are the bakers there? Do you have to like dress up in a suit?
No.
Are they all cops?
Just a bunch of cops baking bread?
No.
They're all married to cops?
No. Half of them are like mainly Spanish speaking and don't know a whole lot of English as well. Like a lot of the workers that are there. So there is a huge communication barrier between some of the employees, some of the workers, things of that nature. Some of the people that have been there for literally like 10, 15, 20 years.
Are we about to talk about more gatekeepers?
Are we hating on the old again?
Bakers, listen, you're on notice, okay?
But also, it was the
butchers and candlestick makers are next.
But you guys know about, hold on though, there's more to this. This is deeper. You guys know about the union and all the union shit at 7 Stars, right? You guys heard about that?
And like the Denver airport? Yes, I have heard.
I have heard
that 7 Stars employees like don't make good money and the union up. That's pretty much it.
The cafes did. The cafes were being screwed out of their wages and things of that nature during the pandemic because people were tipping more. It was something like that. People were tipping more.
And they were getting the tips more.
So what they were doing, what they did was they were like, all right, we're going to take your hourly wages and we're going to like decrease them basically. And they were
because
like,
you guys are getting more tips.
Wow.
You see what your tipping culture has built, Max?
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
You see?
So we got that happening.
It counteracted what I thought.
The cafes.
Little did I know the owners would just decrease wages.
Of course they would. It's capitalism, baby.
That is trife as fuck.
It's so bad. That is so the cafes, 100%, they unioned up. They were like, they were hand in hand.
Shouts out to each and every one of those individuals.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. Shout outs. Yes. And the people at the cafes that work there, that any time that I did go in and get my free coffee, which was almost every single day, I fucking took advantage of that one free coffee day, baby. Absolutely. I'm like, you're going to give me benefits. I'm going to reap these benefits.
Let's go.
So, but I loved all of the people that were there, and they're 100%, like, they look amazing, like, very progressive, like, tons of, like lots of, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, diverse, so much diversity in every single one.
And non-binary baristas. Like, yes.
We know baristas, maybe a diverse. So
diverse.
Such a diverse group of white women.
It's such a niche group of baristas.
No, honestly, I mean, I really only go to the Seven Stars right up the street from me, but they're always total sweethearts.
Yes.
There.
Yeah. And you can tell they care a lot about what they're doing. And they care a lot about the product as well. Mm-hmm. And like those people too that work at the cafes and make the coffees and whatnot, they're not miserable. Like they like their jobs. They enjoy it. So, but that's the thing. We'll see. I don't know.
Depending on what job.
I'm like, I'm not them. I've never worked in that cafe. Like, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But from the outside, looking in as somebody that worked in their back of house and not like I didn't see these people every day throughout my shift. It was like, I go in for my free coffee. I look at everything. I'm like, how are the pastries looking? People liking the food? Cool. All right. Thanks for the coffee. Bye guys. See you later. See you tomorrow. And that's it. Like, you know, it was so very like touch and go. So they unioned up, but all of the higher ups basically knew. They were like, it's going to happen in production. Like they knew it was going to happen in production. They were like, all right, well, if they're doing it, they're like, and the bakers tried. They really tried. But because of the communication issues between the Spanish workers and the English workers,
they couldn't get everybody on board.
And
what? No one speaks Spanish? No one could just.
No, there were a few, but they weren't hiring. So hold on. This is where it gets fucked up. This is where it gets fucked up. This is where the problem is.
Okay.
Is they hired lawyers, union busting lawyers, to come in.
Oh.
And they go, how do we get these people to not be friends? How do we get them to not
divide and conquer?
Hire people that don't. Hire gatekeepers. Hire people that don't speak more than one language.
Their visas if they union up.
They told the higher ups, they had these lawyers come in. I wasn't there for any of this. This is all hearsay from all of the other bakers that I worked with at Seven Stars. Mm. And when I was there, behind the scenes, I tried to fucking unionize us every single day. Yeah. I tried every single, I brought it up so many times. Like I really, really did try because I knew that they tried and they had failed because the lawyers gave them advice. They followed the advice and it worked because they hired me. And I come in and I don't know a fucking lick of Spanish. And 100% already I can see the divide. I'm like, I can talk to this group of people. And I'm like, and I have absolutely no idea. And I'm their supervisor as well. Mm-hmm. So it became very, very difficult for me because they also saw favoritism with their boss now because they're like,
all right, Duolingo?
Max. This sucks because I took 4 years of Italian in high school, and I took 1 year of French in high school.
Italian and Spanish, it's so close.
That's the thing. I always knew when they were calling me puta. I always knew when they were calling me pendeja. I always know when they were saying gringa jefa. Like, you know, things like that. And I'm like, all right.
At least you can express,
so I know
you pronounce
when they
all those espresso drinks correctly, though. You know what I mean? Like, good. You got that.
Oh, God. Yeah, so... they, like I said, they followed the advice from the lawyers, the union busting lawyers. They listened and they kept that divide going. You can feel it. You can feel the tension. And the Spanish workers, like, they have their little clique, and then it's like the English workers, like, they have like our, we had our little clique.
Yeah,
it's like, how we can, you know, well, that's the thing. Cause like they,
the Jets and the Sharks.
I was going to say Mean Girls. So this we got the cool Asians.
Yeah. So this is why, but it sucks though, because like some of the people that were on, we used to choke and say like,
no, that's fucked up though.
Even though like some of the higher ups, we would say like Spanish team and English team, because we like the divide was literally so blatant and so there and so clear.
Damn.
That like even like referencing like the groups of people are like saying, you know, like, yeah, and I brought up once again because there was bullying. Puta, pendeja. I'm hearing this. I'm like, yes, and una pendeja. And like they're talking shit about us. They think we don't know what we're saying. I'm like, I know you. I don't know Spanish. I'm like, but I know you just called me stupid. I'm like,
I know what tu madre es una puta.
Yes, exactly. You know, like there's certain things, and then also too, it's like energy you pick up on. You pick up on context. Like I'm looking at their body language, their eye contact, things like that. I'm like, oh, they're not fucking with me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't fuck with me. They didn't like me. They didn't like young little white girl coming in, like telling them what to do. Now it was like, oh fuck. So, but the English team, like, cause I was able to communicate with them and talk to them. And I worked at this place. I've done this. I've done that. They were like, oh, all right, young girl. She does know her stuff. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then also too, like I could get to know them. I'm like being friends, like not friends, but like friendly with them, being able to like get to, I can get to know these individuals and this entire group of people, unfortunately, at this moment, I'm at a standstill with because of my knowledge. And that's the thing. I told them every single, here we go, another thing I just thought of. I was like, they offered English classes for the Spanish speakers at CCRI. And then I'm like, all right, what about, I want a Spanish class. I'm like, send me to school, Yeah. So I want to go to Spanish school. Please, I want to learn, teach me. I want to learn your language. I want to know about your culture. I want to be able to talk to these people.
As you're telling
this, I could tell the divide. I could see the divide. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
As you've told this story, I've just been in my head thinking of like,
you're just if I was
in, well, no, I'm thinking like, what would my approach be to like,
what do I do?
A solution.
Yes.
Well, yeah. The thing is, it's irresponsible to hire that many Spanish speaking individuals if you don't have like a system in place for getting their voices heard. Like,
yep.
If your head chef doesn't speak Spanish, if you don't have multiple bakers in there that speak Spanish, like if you're not equipped to hire that many Spanish speaking people, then you can't do it. It's irresponsible to do that.
Unfortunately, you know what I mean? The thing though is
they're
not, that is not their goal. Their goal of hiring workers is to get like they want
the cheapest possible work.
Exactly.
I guess I'm thinking
exactly.
More
and
I'm,
also if, like a robot. If you like, I can just tell this person like, all right, you do this and you do the same like
dude, it's
guys,
like,
I did the same shit every single day. It was the same thing.
It's just well, like, it's like I've worked in places where like I'm gonna use Bucktown as an example here, where like we had Mario who was like legend. Like, I've never seen someone clean a fry later faster than Mario. Mm-hmm. Never seen a motherfucker like strip kale fast. Like, literally,
you're like
a machine.
And you are.
And this motherfucker got paid really good because they knew this motherfucker was a machine. But his English was so bad that if they needed him to change something about the way he did his job,
he couldn't.
They kind of just ignored it because they were like, we're not going to try to explain this to you, which it's like,
I think if you can't communicate with somebody, it's irresponsible to fucking hire that person. Like, that's what I mean.
You're right.
This is my analogy. It's like you're trying to save a buck by hiring a cheaper, assume immigrant worker. And it's like, if you can't speak Spanish, this is like somebody trying to save a buck by like doing something at home, but like they have no idea how to. Like, I'm going to paint my own house and then they don't know how to paint. And it's like, you're not going to save a buck if you don't know how to do it.
Then how is Gwen here, who doesn't speak Spanish, gonna look when she opens her own business as like, I don't hire people that speak Spanish.
Well,
I can't speak Spanish. It's just an example. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I can't employ you because I don't understand you.
I'm not saying that, but
there's a little bridge.
Okay,
you know
I can
what
see
I
you're
mean?
Playing devil's advocate.
I think you'd be hard pressed to be
like. Well,
like,
so in the scenario I'm talking about with Bucktown, like Mario was not a cheap hire. He was probably one of the highest paid people there just because of how much of a beast he was. And it's not
once
like...
Again, it's the communication.
It's like, completely appropriate to not hire somebody because you can't speak the same language. Like, I think that's actually okay. If you're like, I'm sorry, but I can't understand the words you're saying. How are you supposed to hire somebody you can't talk to?
Yeah, right? It is.
What are you talking about here?
Yeah. You're like, oh my God.
How are you going to hire somebody if you can't talk to them?
So, oh my God, you know what? One of the things that she said, too, that
how
she...
Do you tell him you're hired.
Duolingo. It's a great app.
You say you're hired into a phone and then hold it up to their face.
They do. You want to know how she communicates with them? Google Translate. She types everything and writes everything into Google Translate, and she holds up the phone.
And it's literally like you
go into your phone, right?
Hire one person that's taking Spanish. It's like so many people speak Spanish now. Like,
the thing is there weren't enough people that knew, and they don't want to, because when you get those people in there, then that's the liaison in between all of us being friends and all of us being buddies and all of us getting along. And I was one of those people. I'm ready to fucking learn Spanish and try to do this and like get this together. I was like ready to go, and I offered it all the time. I'm like, let me go to CCRI. Like, I want to learn. I want to better myself. They're like, oh, we'll do Rosetta Stone. One of her solutions.
I forgot she about said, Rosetta Stone.
Fuck that. Oh my God. No, I don't
that,
know.
Is that a real stone?
This is getting into more ancient legend, though. Rosetta Stone. I'm pretty sure it's like a mythological thing.
So it's not real.
The computer program that teaches you different languages is real.
That is real. That's,
Rosetta,
that exists.
Rosetta herself did not have a stone.
Who said? Shouts out to Rosetta.
I have to look up Rosetta's stone now. I feel like I'm in like 1998.
You're like, now Hogwarts. That's not like Harvard, right? That's not like a real school.
Okay, very different.
Well, you're taking things from myth and asking me if they're real, and you've done it more than once.
I don't know.
In the past hour and a half.
Is the Holy Grail real? Yeah. Is the Holy Grail real?
The Sword of the Stone.
That's the conversation that they missed.
Hold up.
Wait, there was a lady out in that lake?
Rosetta Stone is real.
Go off. Tell me about it. Oh, no. Yeah, because it's like the stone they found that has
stone.
It helped them discover languages earlier. Because there was like,
I don't know nothing about
stone. You're right. I was confused.
I know a lot about chocolate chip cookies, but I don't know.
It has like five different ancient languages on it, and it helped them unlock a lot of ancient languages when they found it.
Maybe I do need the Rosetta Stone.
I did learn about that recently.
I need the Rosetta Stone. I need it.
It's in a British museum in London.
Yeah, of course it is. That checks out.
Is it priceless? What is it worth? What's the worth?
It looks big as fuck.
Should we steal it? Maybe that big. Sell it?
It's 44 inches.
Anyway.
We could totally plan a heist and steal that.
I mean, I don't have a passport at the moment, but you got the...
We got to plan this out anyway. A heist is going to take a little bit to plan.
I need the money, so...
Yeah, that's cool. Let's apply for your passport. I'll do the same, and then we'll figure it out. We'll get there.
Sorry, I'm off topic.
You okay? No,
you
okay? You want to get off your phone?
Sorry. Rosetta Stone.
Reading about the Rosetta Stone here.
So back to the all this shit at
So a lot's building up for you at Seven Stars.
Yes, all of this is building up. One of the solutions that she had said is, I'm going to order these posters from Amazon, and it's going to be numbers in Spanish and English and colors in Spanish and English, and it's going to be, I'll get you, she's like, ingredients and stuff like that. And she's like, we'll hang up posters. Do you think I ever saw a fucking poster ever? Like, do you think an Amazon order was ever placed for one of those posters?
They don't even get them for our fucking school.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, so, because that was, and she was like, we'll do word of the day. Like, maybe once a day, like, we can have them teach us, like, one of the words that we use all the time. She's like, I don't know, like, for example, pendeja. Like, knife. Like, I was like
gringo.
You know what they told me when I brought that up to HR? They were like, you guys don't understand. That's their culture. They use those as like words of endearment. It's like when you call somebody like
the N-word or something.
Come on, bitch. Come on, girl. Come on. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's when you get punched for calling people bitch.
I was like, I was like, what? I'm like, they're calling us stupid. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
In terms of endearment. I'm like, what? They're like, no. They like you, Gwen. They really like you. It was such bullshit, and I could just feel it, and I was giving my all every single day. I'm waking up at, my first alarm goes off at 3:05 a.m.
There we go. Now we're getting into the Baker time of
day. I snooze that motherfucker from 3:05 a.m. to, I needed to be there for 4. I lived 10 minutes away from the new bakery near AAA. I would literally snooze until like 3:50.
That is 5 9-minute increments.
I'm not even kidding.
So that would be like about exactly.
I think it like nine. I think it was 3:50 was like the last one that I could do, and then I literally shoot the fuck out of bed, get ready in like 2 seconds, throw my hair in a bun, brush my teeth, throw on the pants, put on the shoes, and out the fucking door. Tired as fuck. Like,
see, you gotta put the pants on before you walk.
I always forget that part.
Put the pants on.
Pants on. Chef, pants on. Yes, chef. However, for the last like month, like I stayed steady punching in that like 4:03. Like every single day, because I just kept fucking snoozing. Because I was like, oh my God, I'm just like, I can't keep coming here every day, getting here on time. Like it was just getting harder and harder and harder. I could literally feel my mental health slipping. I'm at this point now in my age and but also too, I'm like, I'm not going to stay anywhere where I'm not happy.
Yeah, you just won't stand for it anymore.
Exactly. I'm not putting up with it anymore. And I see it. I can see it. And I've seen a lot because I've worked in a lot of places. Like I can.
You learn. You're like, I don't have to put up with this?
Exactly. I can leave the door locks from the outside, the inside. We're allowed to leave.
Since we've started this podcast, the industry has just been in a interesting place.
It's in a hole right now. It's in a ditch.
Well, like, from being unemployed for the first time, like, ever, it's like everywhere is looking for help.
But there's nowhere that you're, like, specifically...
Yes,
you
facts.
Well, want it, like, you're like...
Well, I won't get into details, but... Because by the time this episode drops, I might be different, but...
That's true.
It's just crazy. Like, I've gone, and I guess I haven't really, like, done job interviews in years either, but I go on these job interviews, and it's like... They're the nervous ones.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
You
know what I mean? It's like, they're the ones that are like... I hope this guy doesn't think I'm like a fucking psycho and like my kitchen's dirty or like, you know what I mean? Or like,
they're so desperate.
We need another bad interview happening. Yeah. We need to happen.
Like, it's to the point where I've had a couple job interviews where it's like, they were very strict on like, send a resume. And then the interview, it's like, you didn't even look at my resume. Like,
yes.
You were like, this guy has experience in a kitchen, so we're going to hire him if he wants a job here. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of crazy.
This is how you can tell that the revolution is coming for us workers. The worker revolution is coming.
I hope so.
They're shook already.
It's coming. It's I'm the face of it.
They know
it's
how
happening.
Much they
it's
need
happening. Because I would like to lead this. Please.
Listen, we got pitchforks and torches in the other room.
I tried so hard to
get
some
stick.
Of the
Let's
people.
Go. We're going
to
line up in front of Disney.
Hi, Disney.
Perfect.
That's the first corporation we're going for is Disney. Okay. Right, no more Mandalorian.
Man, that's the thing, though. Like, if people realize that there really is power in numbers, and if like a certain, like in these, in a lot of restaurants specifically, like talk to your people, talk to the people you work, unionize, look up your laws, look up your rights, like, all that shit is available. It's right there for you. Talk. It's all legal. It's all like you and you guys can talk about wages. You can talk about how much you make. Like that shit. Like they say, don't do that. Don't talk about that. And it's illegal. It's not. That's bullshit. It's completely legal to talk
Mine
about how
crypto
much money you make.
And the computer in the back room. Let's
what's
go.
What's up with you and the crypto?
It's two crypto
have
references.
Have you been paying attention to what's been going on?
I mean, it's on the rise right
Are
now.
Are you in the game or what?
No one's truly in the game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I
we're not gonna talk about crypto on this fucking
Why
podcast.
Not? Why
much.
Not?
Because we are not.
All right, just answer this question. Do you own Bitcoin, yes or no?
Yes, I own some Bitcoin.
Okay.
We're not talking all right, about
that's
crypto.
All you, David said no comment. That's a yes. What do we? Oh, we want to hear about my like how I just walked out of.
Yeah, let's see how you left.
Stars,
wrap
let's
that one up.
The,
yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right.
So you were sad.
So yeah, I'm just like I'm getting so like I'm over this. I'm over this. I'm over this. And then also too, I could start to see that some of the employees like I thought were like buddy buddies with me, friends. Like we're getting along. Whatever we had a new,
they spoke Spanish
new
the whole
hire.
Time.
No. Shut up. We had another employee that came on bomb ass. Worker mixer came from Universal Studios and Disney and was like a pastry chef over there. Not even kidding you.
How the fuck did we get there?
He told me that he is pro union. I was like, hell yeah, let's go. And then guess what he did? He found out that I went to New York one day before one of my shifts. Because you guys know me, I'm fucking crazy. I went to Brooklyn for a concert the night that I had to be at Seven Stars for 4 a.m. And I drove to Brooklyn that day after work straight to Brooklyn. It was a bunch of just local punk bands.
And then like, straight
you
back?
You say, can shout some of them out.
You want to know? I was going to say it was Ugon, Grim Litter.
Grim Litter.
I just love punk band names. I want to hear them.
Yeah, no, they're... Oh God, I'm like, I don't even remember.
Did you say Ugon? Ugon was punk?
No, Ugon. Gone, Grim Litter.
Sea Ray's Walls was there.
Oh, Azir Bluette. They're from Providence, Rhode Island. They came and traveled all the way to Brooklyn as well. Shout out to Rhode Island. Shout out Azir Bluette. But anyway, I went to that show.
And then that night you drove back for another
morning
shift? And
then that night, yes, I drove back
Did
after.
You make it?
I made it. I made it to work.
Were you wasted?
I was not wasted. I was not wasted. I was not drunk. I did.
Good job.
Like
I did take a ton of Adderall.
No, I did drink a lot of fucking Red Bull. I did have a couple of nips while I was there at the show before I was fucking driving. While I was at the show, I had two nips. That's it. I didn't. Like, that's not even enough to get me drunk.
I have two nips with me constantly. Sorry.
You're good. Oh my God. Anyway, sorry. That's a good
one. No, my bad.
That's a good one, Jen. I came in, I made it to my shift. I'm working. Things are good. They knew that I went to Brooklyn the night before. And then throughout my shift, I'm getting sick. Like, I was just getting sicker.
You were just crashing from just pushing yourself too far.
I was crashing. Mm-hmm. So I left early.
Caffeine
fucking
too.
Kill me. I left early. I left 1.5 hours early from my shift. Okay. I punch out at 1 o'clock. I worked from like 4 a.m. that day to it was 11:30. I was like, I think I left an hour and a half early. I left at 11:30. An hour and a half early. Mm-hmm. One day.
Like,
one fucking day.
Like,
one day. They were like, this stupid puta bundeada. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't the Spanish speakers. It was that person that told me that they were from Universal, that they were from fucking, that they're pro-union.
The Disney person.
He threw me under the bus. He threw me under the bus because the head baker was like, why did she leave early? Like, what happened? And instead of just being like, telling the truth as well, like, what happened? Like, oh, Gwen just like left early. She wasn't feeling good. She got sick. That's why she left early. She had a punk show. She went to Brooklyn. She was in New York. And then she's coming in and she talked about it because I just explained. I was like, yo, I did it. I made it. I was like, I'm here. I'm ready to go. And I was good. When I first got there, I was feeling fine. I wasn't sick. Like, I really, but I started like progressively throughout the shift, like hacking up and coughing up mucus and like blowing my nose. Like I was getting physically ill, like sick.
That New York City vegan food.
Like something, I don't know. Like, but that's the thing. Like, did I get sick in Brooklyn? Was I sick from like the day before? Like I felt fine like all night. I was great all night, but then it was like just throughout the shift, not feeling so great.
Anyway, when you're sick, go home.
Yeah. So exactly. That's the thing. Like I was literally like hacking up and blowing my nose. I'm at the hand washing sink because I'm blowing my nose every 2 seconds. And I'm
the worst.
And I was just like, I look at my coworkers and I just was like, you guys, I'm sorry, but I got to go. I was like,
I'm
getting
sneezing.
Sick. I was like, I went to the doctor. I got a doctor's note. I was sick. I was out for fucking 5 days after that too. I got sick. Like I was sick.
Damn.
But they flipped it and they were just like, oh, it was because she left early because she was fucking tired and she was crashed.
She was sick.
She was sick on a punk show. So fucking so stupid. But that's why. And then they wrote me up and I just was like, are you fucking kidding? And when the write-up was not for like leaving early, it was for like you went to Brooklyn and you left early. Like that was like literally in the write up, and I just was like, "Oh my god, I had one."
That's like warning.
I had one day where I left an hour and a half early, and I had one night.
Yeah,
one night
no-
where I went out and I had a good fucking night.
You
and
were
I
also
taken,
you
I don't
got
take,
to
I
work on time. There's
I
no,
showed up.
Yeah,
I worked my like I, almost cap. My full shift, my full day.
That's a cap write up.
It was just like they saw the fucking bus, and they threw me in front of the bus, and they pushed me in front of the bus. So this person. Also, too, it was getting hired as a supervisor. And I was like, great. This is like supposed to be like my right hand, my left hand. And I'm like, you literally just threw me under the fucking bus for I literally had like one night of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I still came to work. I still made it. I was still good. But I was like, I did get sick. Like, I swear to you, I can show you the doctor's note. I show you. Like, I did get fucking sick. I was out for fucking days after. And then I came back and they're like, oh, how are you feeling? Are you better? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I was sick, mm-hmm. but I'm pissed because like they wrote me up immediately. They brought me right into the office and like they wrote me up. And then you know everybody's like, oh, what's going on? How are you? How are you? Oh, we missed you. I'm like, fuck you guys. I was like, no, you didn't. Like,
no,
like you guys
shit.
Threw me in front of. I'm like, you guys are just mad that I'm not here working now. I'm like, cause like, whatever. So it was just such bullshit. Now they're kissing my ass because they know that I'm not happy and that so.
And then what? You just walked out?
I showed up. I want to say it was a week ago. For one of my shifts, it was like Wednesday morning. I showed up at 4 a.m. for like normal. I start doing all my normal tasks. I print the numbers. I do the math. I'm doing the temperature logs. I'm pulling the butters like all my usual. And then by that time, the rest of the team starts to roll in at 4:30 to get started for everything. And everybody kind of falls into place. And I'm just looking around and everybody's doing their thing and everybody's falling into place. And I'm just standing there like, I fucking hate this job. Like, I fucking gonna fucking. I was like, and I'm just looking at everybody and they're all just doing their thing. Everybody's in their own little zone and in their little world. And I'm like, holidays are coming up. This, like the shit that we're doing now is going to be like
crazier,
The writing's on the wall.
I just was looking around and I just was like, I can't do this.
Gotta go.
I literally can't do this anymore. I went into the bathroom. I was like, oh, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm like, I'm not feeling good.
Like, I'm gonna
cried in the bathroom for 15 minutes in the stall. Sat on my fucking, like, in my chef pants. Like, who does that? Like, you normally obviously pull your pants.
A lot of people all the time.
I just sat on the toilet and I'm just sat there just crying. I've never done that.
But you know, you knew what you were sitting down for.
No, I was like, for the shit.
The toilet, the bathroom and kitchens is for crying as much as it's for using
other things.
Exactly. So I'm for 15 minutes in the bathroom of crying and contemplating. Do I wipe my tears and go back out there and finish the shift? And like, or do I just fucking go? Just go.
Yeah.
I left. I did not go back into that room. I just left. I didn't say a fucking word to anybody. Nice. I just left.
Fuck them.
I just left. I just walked out of the building. And then my coworker was like texted me and was like, where'd you go? Like, what happened? And I'm like, oh yeah, my stomach, like, I'm not feeling good. I left for the day. I needed to leave. Gotta go. Sorry. Not feeling good. Audio
done. Fire.
And he was like, I was like, I'm just,
that's even fire too, because you're not even like, bye. I fucking quit. You're
No, I know. I was like, I'm leaving for the day. It's, I was like, I'm done for the day.
It's a weird
like, they were mad at me that I left for an hour and a half, right? I left an hour and a half early because I was like fucking sick. I'm like, you guys are really gonna be mad when I leave 8 hours early. Or yeah, like, well, I'm leaving seven hours early. Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. I made up that an hour and a half that I missed. Yeah, and that was it. And then I fucking was done. Oh, my God. Walked out. And I'm so glad because,
well, congratulations.
Where I'm at now, it would look like one of those things where the stars quite literally all aligned. All of the puzzle pieces.
And there's
just
more than
fit.
The stars of seven aligned.
Oh, and you were like, yo,
stars aligned.
I'm fucking out.
Oh. How poetic.
I'm so glad though. But that moral of the story, I need to say something, get this off my chest.
If
you are not happy, like, in your job, if you're not comfortable, if you're feeling mistreated, unappreciated, you're being bullied, why are you working for it? Why are you spending your time
Everybody's
there and
hiring.
Working this company? Go somewhere
not
where
everyone,
you will be appreciated. Find it. It's out there. Your spot is out there. 100%. That's a thing. Like, you'll find it. It might take a little bit. You know, I've worked in so many different
places.
You'll
find your own Rosetta Stone.
You'll get there. But I mean, 100%, there's bad people everywhere. There's going to be annoying people. There's going to be bullies, like shit like that. But like, if you are waking up every single morning and you are miserable and you're not liking your job, or you're being picked on, bullied, like I said, all those other things, quit your job.
Or actually,
go somewhere where you can find those things, please.
But make sure you get fired. Don't just quit your job.
Or walk out. Do what
I'm pretty sure you can't get like unemployment if you quit.
No, you can't. You're right.
Is that true?
It's true.
Yeah. So
it's true.
Yeah. Do exactly what she did.
But try to get fired.
So you gotta get axed.
Just work
the system, people.
Just keep fucking things up. Just keep fucking up the recipes. Like, just fuck up the pizzas, fuck up the doughs.
Quiet quitting.
Yeah, quiet quitting.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
like,
what I did.
I don't like the term, though.
But we're a pro quiet quitting podcast.
Pro quiet. Yeah, I agree. So for it.
Well, you know, like, one thing that I've learned is you got to act your wage.
Yep.
Act your wage.
Bad term.
That's so your wage.
But it is true. We're like, you know, you want to care.
Oh, my God.
But, like, comes a point where you're like, this is my fucking wage. Am I really going to break my back over this?
Exactly. Yep, exactly. No, Max,
sometimes
right.
That wage is like, you're like, yeah, I'm going to fucking break my back.
Exactly.
Over this,
yeah, I mean,
giving
you're
exactly that amount of work.
$13 an hour versus $20 an hour. Like, that's a huge, huge difference. Yeah. What are you going to do? What's the difference there? Like, 100%. There is a difference. Like, Max said, act your wage. If they're not paying you enough money, do not do the manager shit. Do not do more work. Do not stay late or do not come in early. Like, do not pass go. Do not connect $200. Go to jail. You go right to jail.
You got it though. You understand.
I do.
I mean,
You've made the listeners understand.
Yeah,
you've taught us well.
Anyway, Guinevere.
Guinevere.
God damn it!
You were doing
it's way more
so
simple
great.
Than you're
you
making.
Know, it's
it.
One of the Great Lakes.
Oh,
lake,
man. Thank
lake
you, Matt.
Guinevere.
Great
Lake. Guinevere. You know, like Lake Erie.
Guinevere. I like Guinevere. You can call me. That can be your nickname.
Well,
Guinevere.
Okay, I've never been called that. I've been called a lot of names.
Thank you, Makes.
Pendeja,
Grinda, I won't call you those ones. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to have to have you back on because there's more to talk about.
I have more to
you. We're just scratching the surface.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what was that place
Thank
called?
You guys.
The
Cloud Kitchen. We'll get into the
just
cloud
the name
kitchen.
Alone. Cloud. I want to reach that Cloud Nine pretty much.
Let's do it. And also too, I'll do some research too because the guy that owns the Cloud Kitchen is the guy that owns Uber and Uber Eats as
Whoa.
Well.
Whoa,
let's
and
that's go. Like a whole, this
okay,
is like a
we're gonna
whole...
get into it. We'll get into that next time. That's a teaser for
yeah.
y'all.
Yeah. So and also too, like I said, I don't know a whole lot about it. Like I know about obviously like the shit that I dealt with in the Cloud Kitchen and in the company, but I'll figure out more so about like how that started, like how he started and whatnot. I'll come with all the fucking receipts.
Yeah, you better.
For y'all.
Mm-hmm. Better have some notes.
Absolutely, 100%. And I will have. You guys like the chocolate chip cookies? We got to do something
Dude,
different.
More cookies,
though.
More treats would be great.
Well, I'm not asking you to bring any
what
treats.
What about a
that
pie?
Was...
Would a pie be
Yo,
nice? Like,
so
ask?
Sick.
I don't know.
That'd
you
be so
like,
sick.
Tell me what you like.
Also, I want to say this
too
before.
So
now I have one more thing I have to say before we do the end up. Is that Bakers, another thing about Bakers is they always have shit to give you.
Yes.
We love that.
Yes. Guinea pig? Be my guinea pig.
No, we'll gladly do that.
Yes. I'd rather be a hamster, but.
Mm-hmm. That's fine too.
Mm-hmm. I'm Max Messier Richter.
I'm Dan Carter.
I'm Guinevere Rose Marina Furtado.
Let's go. This is the Rags to Dishes podcast.
Thank you. Yeah.